From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords remains in critical condition at a hospital in Tucson, but the neurosurgeon treating her says doctors are, in his words, actually confident that she's making progress.
We can even think that she is beginning to carry out more complex sequences of events, more complex sequences of activity in response to our commands or even spontaneously.
Giffords was shot in the head Saturday in the attack in Tucson that wounded 12 others and killed 6 people. One of those wounded, an aide to Congresswoman Giffords, left the hospital today to attend the funeral of the federal judge killed in the attack. Anti-government riots in Tunisia have forced the country's president to step down. The prime minister made the announcement on state television today, saying he's taken over until promised elections can be held. And Pierre Sofabia Quist-Arkton explains what led up to today's events.
The catalyst for the current unrest in Tunisia was the attempted suicide of a jobless graduate who was desperately trying to make ends meet. His fate enraged other young Tunisians who've taken to the streets in protest. Tunisia has an admirable education system, but chronic unemployment means graduates have no jobs. A flourishing tourist industry and other economic gains have not spread the country's wealth. President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali's promise of greater democracy and freedoms has done little to weaken the intensity of the violent challenge to his almost quarter-century rule. The perceived cupidity and corruption of an authoritarian presidential clique have galvanized the nation to oppose Ben Ali. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Flooding is claiming lives in several parts of the world. In Australia, at least 20 people have died in weeks of flooding in the country's northeast. Heavy rain has triggered widespread flooding in Sri Lanka, where the death toll is at least 23. And in Brazil, heavy rains have killed nearly 500 people. Many homes have been washed away. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports that the rains have been the worst in years.
Brazilian authorities said 222 people have died in Teresópolis, just north of Rio de Janeiro. Another 216 lives were lost in nearby Nova Friburgo, and 41 more in Petrópolis. Thousands more have been driven from their homes by days of heavy rains. The poor, who live in rickety homes on hillsides, are the ones who suffer most. Houses have come crashing down, and residents say there are dozens, perhaps hundreds, missing. The rains, which continue today, hinder rescue efforts. Local morgues, meanwhile, are filled to capacity. The rains prompted new president Dilma Rousseff to lament years of poor urban planning. Mountains fell apart, Rousseff told reporters, noting that housing in high-risk areas is the rule, not the exception. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
Stocks are positive on Wall Street. The Dow is up 54 points and NASDAQ up 15. This is NPR News. The late Pope John Paul II has moved one step closer to sainthood. His successor has approved a decree attributing a miracle to John Paul. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports the beatification ceremony will take place May 1st and is expected to draw hundreds of thousands of worshippers.
John Paul's beatification will be the fastest on record, just 6 years after his death and beating Mother Teresa by a few days. A month after he died, Pope Benedict responded to chants at the funeral of Santo Subito, sainthood immediately, and put John Paul on the fast track, waiving the traditional 5-year waiting period. The beatification decree recognizes the recovery from Parkinson's disease of a French nun as a miracle. A healthy-looking Sister Marie Simon-Pierre appeared on French TV and said she felt reborn when she woke up 2 months after John Paul's death, cured of the disease. She had prayed to him. John Paul's 27-year papacy covered the tumultuous period of communism's collapse, starting in his native Poland. His dogmatic conservatism dismayed liberal Catholics, but his common touch and worldwide travels made him a crowd-pleasing superstar. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News.
Bank shares are leading stocks higher this afternoon. J.P. Morgan's report that its income surged 47% in the fourth quarter is helping send the Dow into positive territory. J.P. Morgan also says it expects to raise its dividend soon. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are also posting modest gains. Bankers are also buzzing about AIG. The Treasury Department says the bailed-out insurer has completed a restructuring plan that will allow it to repay the $182 billion it received from taxpayers. The government now owns 92% of the company and says it plans to sell its stake quickly. This is NPR News.